trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now let us pray.
请各位低头，我们祷告。
我们的天父上帝，我们相信你的圣经里有很多的真理，我们相信你的圣经全部都是真理。求主借着圣经帮助我们可以更认识主耶稣基督，求主也是赐给每一位听众聪明，使他们研究这些学科的时候可以发现主的道路。我们也是求主赐给他们信心，赐给他们力量，行走主的天道。我们这样祈求，完全是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Please turn with us to lesson 27.
请翻开课本到第二十七课。
Lesson 27.
第二十七课。
The subject of lesson 27 is
第二十七课的题目是
The Christ of Prophecy，
预言中的基督。
Yesterday we read about a prophecy in Daniel，
昨天我们研究但以理书里面论到基督的预言。
Now we desire to introduce to you the Christ who is behind each prophecy or the author of each prophecy。
在今天我们要研究在这些预言的作者，或在预言后面的那一位。
The greatest proof that Jesus was the promised deliverer，
论到耶稣乃是所应许的拯救者的一个最大的凭据，
is that he alone could fulfill the Old Testament predictions concerning the Messiah，
就是唯有他能够应验旧约圣经论到弥赛亚所说的预言。
After Christ's death and resurrection，
在基督牺牲了和复活之后，
His disciples seemed as men whose minds were in a fog，
他的门徒好像是他们的头脑里面是充满了云雾一样。
JesusAppeared to two of them，
耶稣曾经向他们中间的两个人显现。
In a form that they did not recognize，
耶稣的那个样子是他们所不认识的。
As a fellow traveler along the dusty road，
他沿着那个灰尘弥漫的路，一位同路旅伴的身份。
He opened their mindsTo Bible prophecy，
向他们解释圣经里的预言。
And he said to them，
他对他们说，
O foolish man，
无知的人啊，
And slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken，
你们对先知所说的一些话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。
Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things？
基督受这一切的苦岂不是必须的吗？
And enter into his glory，
并且要进入他的荣耀岂不是应当的吗？
And beginning with Moses，
于是就从摩西起，
And all the prophets，
和众先知起，
He interpreted to them all the scriptures， the things concerning himself，
凡经上所指着自己的话都给他们讲解明白了。
Luke 2:24-25-27，
路加二十四章二十五到二十七节。
After he had opened their minds,
在他们的心窍被他所开了之后
，to see how he had fulfilled Bible prophecy，
他们看出他怎么样应验了圣经的预言。
He opened their eyes so that they knew him，
他又将他们的眼睛打开了，使他们可以认出他来。
Then he vanished from their sight，
他就不见了。
A few hours later，
过了几小时，
he appeared to many more of his disciples，
又向更多的门徒显现。
Again he pointed to the prophecies of the Old Testament concerning himself，
他又指出旧约圣经论到他所说的预言。
In these words，
他这样说，
These are my words，
这就是我告诉你们的话，
which I spoke to you，
这是我对你们所说的。
While I was still with you，
这是我从前和你们同在的时候。
That everything written about me，
我说凡经上论到我所说的话，
In the law of Moses，
在摩西的律法书里头，
And the prophets，
先知的书里，
And the Psalms，
还有诗篇里头，
Must be fulfilled，
这些话都必须应验。
Then he opened their minds，
然后他就开他们的心窍，
to understand the scripture，
使他们能明白圣经。
And said to them，
又对他们说，
Thus it is written，
照经上所写的，
that the Christ should suffer，
基督必须受害，
and on the third day rise from the dead，
到第三天他必复活。
Luke 24:44-45，
路加二十四章四十四、四十五节。
Let us study some of the Old Testament predictions which Christ fulfilled，
我们来研究一些耶稣基督所应验的旧约圣经的预言。
First，
第一个，
That he would be born of the tribe of Judah，
他要出生于犹大支派。
The Israelites were divided into 13 tribes，
以色列人他们分成十三个支派。
Descended from the 12 sons of Jacob，
是从雅各的十二个儿子分出来。
Under the Holy Spirit，
受了圣灵的感动，
Jacob prophesied of his son Judah，
犹大就是雅各的儿子，雅各论到犹大这样预言说，
The scepter shall not depart from Judah，
杖必不离犹大。
Nor a lawgiver from between his feet，
跪必不离他两脚之间。
Until Shiloh come，
直到示罗来到。
And unto him shall the gathering of the people be，
万民都必归顺。
Genesis 49:10，
创世纪四十九章十节。
Shiloh or peace giver，
细罗就是赐平安的那一位，
could be referring to none other than to the Messiah，
除了指着弥赛亚而言之外，不会指任何其他的人。
400 years after this prophecy，
在这个预言发出之后四百年，
the most famous king of the Jews，
犹太人最有名的王，
ascended the throne，
大卫他上了王位。
He was of the tribe of Judah，
他是出于犹大支派的。
21 of his descendants sat upon the throne after him，
在他以后有他的后裔二十一个人都上了他的王位。
1,000 years later，
过了一千年，一千多年以后，
Jesus was born the son of David，
耶稣出生了，他乃是大卫的后裔。
Matthew 1:1，
马太一章一节。
The very city where Christ must be born，
耶稣所要生在的那一个城市，
had been foretold，
也是在预言中提到了。
The prophet Micah said，
弥迦先知这样说，
But thou，
就是你，
Bethlehem Ephratah，
伯利恒以法他，
Though thou be little among the thousands of Judah，
你在犹大诸城中为小，
Yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me.
然而在你那里必有一位出来。
That is to be ruler in Israel.
在以色列做掌权的。
Whose going forth have been from of old.
他的根源从亘古就有。
From everlasting.
从亘古就有。
Micah 5:2.
米迦五章二节。
Someone may say,
有人会这样说,
may ask,
会这样问,
was not Jesus the son of Joseph?
耶稣不是约瑟的儿子吗?
A carpenter of Nazareth?
不是那一个拿撒勒木匠的木匠约瑟的儿子吗?
His hometown was not Bethlehem, but Nazareth.
他的老家不是伯利恒而是拿撒勒。
Here is how God brought about the fulfillment of this prophecy.
从这个地方就可以看得出来上帝怎么样使这个预言应验。
Not long before Mary was to give birth to her firstborn child,
在玛利亚头生的儿子快要出生之前不久,
a decree came out from the Roman Emperor, Caesar Augustus.
从这个罗马的皇帝该撒雅古士都那里发出一个命令。
He commanded that all his subjects should be enrolled.
他命令他所有的臣民都必须要报名上册。
Each in the city of his ancestors.
他们都要回到他们自己的祖先所在的那个城镇里头去。
This decree forced Joseph to travel to Bethlehem.
这个命令就强迫犹大，强迫约瑟必须要回到伯利恒去。
The city of David,
就是大卫的城,
to be enrolled,
在那个地方报名上册,
because he was descended from King David,
因为他乃是大卫的后裔。
Today, together with Mary,
他跟玛利亚一块儿,
his betrothed wife,
就是他那已经怀孕的妻子,
he journeyed to Bethlehem,
一同到伯利恒去。
There she gave birth to a son whom an angel had told Joseph to name Jesus.
他在那个地方生了一个儿子，这个儿子曾经由天使告诉约瑟要起名叫做耶稣。
That Jesus should be born of a virgin,
耶稣要为童女所生,
was foretold by Isaiah.
曾经由以赛亚预言过。
The Lord himself shall give you a sign.
主必亲自给你们一个兆头。
Behold, a virgin shall conceive.
必有童女怀孕生子。
And bear a son.
要生一个儿子。
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
要给他起名叫以马内利。
Isaiah 7:14.
以赛亚七章十四节。
The name Emmanuel means God with us.
以马内利这个名字的意思就是上帝与我们同在。
In another chapter of Isaiah, it says,
在以赛亚书的另外一章这样说，
For unto us a child is born,
有一子为我们而生，
Unto us a son is given,
有一子赐给我们，
And the government shall be upon his shoulder,
政权必担在他的肩上。
And his name shall be called,
他的名要称为
Wonderful,
奇妙
Counselor,
测试
The Mighty God,
全能的上帝
The Everlasting Father,
永在的父
The Prince of Peace,
和平的君
Isaiah 9:6
以赛亚九章六节。
The prophet could not have been speaking of an ordinary man,
先知所论到的绝不可能是一个普通的人。
The exact year of Christ's baptism was prophesied by Daniel.
等到耶稣基督受洗的那一年，也曾经由但以理先知预言到了。
Know therefore and understand,
你当知道，当明白。
That from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem,
从出令重新建造耶路撒冷
unto the Messiah,
直到受膏君出现的时候
Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks,
必有七个期
and 62 weeks.
和62个期.
This is Daniel 9:25.
但以理9章25节.
The verse before that,
在这一节以前的那一节,
says 70 weeks are determined for the Jewish people.
曾经提到说, 为犹太人已经定了70个期,
and their holy city,
为犹太人跟他们的圣城已经定了这么长的时间,
to make an end of sins,
好止住罪恶,
to make reconciliation for iniquity,
赎净罪孽,
and to anoint the most holy,
并高至圣者,
figuring for prophetic time as a day for a year.
在计算预言的时期的时候, 通常是以一日顶一年,
it would put the anointing of Messiah at AD 27.
这样计算就可以知道弥赛亚受膏就是在主后27年,
and the death of the Messiah spoken of in verse 26 is AD 31.
在第26节提到弥赛亚的死是在主后31年,
at Jesus' baptism,
在耶稣受洗的时候,
at the age of 30 years,
那时候他正是30岁,
when he began his public work,
他开始他的公开的工作,
God anointed him with the Holy Spirit.
上帝用他的圣灵膏他。
This is told us in Matthew 3:13-17.
在马太3章13到17节已经告诉我们了。
This was the year 27 AD.
这正是在主后27年。
Those wishing to obtain more detailed information on this prophecy,
凡是想更清楚地知道这个预言的细节,
this prophecy of Daniel, may receive it by writing to the local address.
就可以写信到我们所报告的地址就行了。
Let us look at the vocabulary words. There are 6 altogether.
我们看这一课的生字一共有6个。
These are the vocabulary words to Lesson 27.
第27课的生字.
Number 1.
第一个.
Vanished.
消失.
Vanished. 2. Ascended.
登上.
Ascended. 3. Decree.
命令.
Decree. 4. Conceive.
怀孕.
Conceive. 5. Reconciliation.
调停.
Reconciliation. 6. Iniquity.
罪恶.
Iniquity. Well, I will read Lesson 27 over to you again in English.
我现在要用英文把第27课为各位念一遍。
The greatest proof that Jesus was the promised deliverer is that he alone could fulfill the Old Testament predictions concerning the Messiah. After Christ's death and resurrection, his disciples seemed as men whose minds were in a fog. Jesus appeared to two of them in a form that they did not recognize. As a fellow traveler along the dusty road, he opened their minds to the Bible prophecy. And he said to them, O foolish men, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, was it not necessary that Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Luke 24:25-27. After he had opened their minds to see how he had fulfilled Bible prophecy, he opened their eyes so that they knew him. Then he vanished from their sight. A few hours later, he appeared to many more of his disciples. Again, he pointed to the prophecies of the Old Testament concerning himself in these words, "These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the Scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead." Luke 24:44-46. Let us study some of the Old Testament predictions which Christ fulfilled. First, that he would be born of the tribe of Judah. The Israelites were divided into 13 tribes, descended from the 12 sons of Jacob. Under the Holy Spirit, Jacob prophesied of his son Judah, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be." Shiloh, or peacegiver, could be referring to none other than to the Messiah. 400 years after this prophecy, the most famous king of the Jews, David, ascended the throne. He was of the tribe of Judah. 21 of his descendants sat upon the throne after him. 1,000 years later, Jesus was born the son of David. The very city where Christ must be born had been foretold. The prophet Micah said, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." Someone may ask, was not Jesus the son of Joseph, a carpenter of Nazareth? His hometown was not Bethlehem, but Nazareth. Here is how God brought about the fulfillment of this prophecy. Not long before Mary was to give birth to her firstborn child, a decree came out from the Roman emperor, Caesar Augustus. He commanded that all his subjects should be enrolled, each in the city of his ancestors. This decree forced Joseph to travel to Bethlehem, the city of David, to be enrolled because he was descended from King David. Today, with Mary, his betrothed wife, he journeyed to Bethlehem. There she gave birth to a son, whom an angel had told Joseph to name Jesus. That Jesus should be born of a virgin was foretold by Isaiah. "The Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." The name Emmanuel means God with us. In another chapter of Isaiah it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." The prophet could not have been speaking of an ordinary man. The exact year of Christ's baptism was prophesied by Daniel. "Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The verse before that says 70 weeks are determined for the Jewish people and their holy city to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to anoint the most holy. Figuring prophetic time as a day for a year, it would put the anointing of Messiah at A.D. 27 and the death of the Messiah spoken of in verse 26 in A.D. 31. At Jesus' baptism at the age of 30 years, when he began his public work, God anointed him with the Holy Spirit. This is told us in Matthew 3:13-17. This was the year 27 A.D. I trust you have become very much interested in this prophecy
我相信你对这个预言一定发生很大的兴趣。
And if you desire more detailed material on these prophecies,
如果你希望能得到一个对这个预言的一个更详细的材料，
Please write us a letter,
请给我们写一封信。
And we will mail to you some more information.
我们会把那些个材料寄给你。
May God bless you until the next broadcast.
愿上帝赐福给你，到下次再会。